Here we go. All right, with the full line of callers loaded up, it is our open line hour. Anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring and we'll see what we can do to take care of you. Let's see if we can start with Carrie. Let's bring Carrie into the conversation. Good morning, Carrie. Hi. What are you up to today?
Not much. Just trying to solve a crisis with my condominium.
Uh-oh. Let's solve it. What is it?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I had a unlicensed concrete contractor do an overlay, which looked beautiful for about 6 months, and then it started bubbling up. I called him back, and long story short is he flaked. I didn't have any more money to spend at that time, and so about 3-4 years have passed, and I've been watching my entire floor bubble up. I have been in the process the last couple of weeks of having contractors come in and assess it. And I've heard everything from, I'm going to have to excavate my entire condominium complex at my checkbook to find out where I have a leak, to there's always moisture in concrete, and I basically just have to have the bubbles all ground off and get it sealed.
Can I ask you a real smart alecky question?
Sure.
How many unlicensed contractors are you calling to give you quotes?
I've had one and two. I have one coming Monday that's licensed, and I already had one that's been in the business for about 50 years. And he, unfortunately, the licensed ones don't really want to touch the project, A, because it's small, it's a condo project, and B, because, you know, they're sending me the ROC and they're saying, you got to figure out what's wrong with this, and this is a big problem.
Well, here, Carrie, do you have a pencil and paper?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to call the Rosie Certified, Licensed, Bonded, Insured Concrete Refinishing and Coating Company. His name is John, and his company is Arrowhead Deck and Concrete. And he's at 623-777-3927. And he'll take a look at it, determine the moisture is probably the problem. We've got to take a look at the irrigation system. We've got to take a look at any the source of the moisture problem. Or we have to put a texture and a product on that breathes rather than locking the moisture in underneath itself, causing the product to delaminate from the concrete, which is what the bubbling and blistering you're seeing is exactly being caused by. We may just have to put a breathable finish on there that allows the moisture to come on through it and evaporate into the air. So there's ways to solve it.
Is the finding the problem, that is that something that can be done on the surface at less expense than digging up my condominium complex?
I would guess that it is. I haven't had to dig a condominium up to find a water problem yet.
Okay. That is very good news. I really appreciate it.
If John
I will call him.
Give John a call, and if John I know he'll have a couple real good ideas of what the water source could be and how to eliminate it. And should he want a second opinion, he can call me, and I'll be happy to come out with him, and we'll take a look at it and get it pinned down for you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right, Miss Carrie, that's why we're here every single Saturday morning, for you and for Steve, calling about a kitchen remodel. Good morning, Steve. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie, longtime listener, second-time caller.
Second time. What was the first time?
I had a question about some lag bolts and whether to put them in a lead shield or other kind of way to put a gate up.
Was that about a year ago?
It may have been about a year ago, but the answer is my gate's still up, so your answer was right.
All right, good. All right. So how can I help you today, my friend?
So I'm redoing a kitchen. I'm putting in new countertops and new tile backsplashes. And my question is, which do you put down first, the countertops or the tile backsplash?
Countertops.
Countertop first?
Yes. You'll build off the top of your countertop with your backsplash. You're going to do like a granite composite countertop or what?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, get your granite countertops in first, and then we will do the tile backsplash subsequent to that.
That's all I needed to know.
Now, when are you going to put in the under cabinet lighting that you're going to put on your upper cabinets?
That's going in too.
All right. So you're gonna get your upper cabinets mounted. Then you're going to bring that little electric pigtail through the drywall right at the bottom of your cabinets, and you'll be all set. And then you just tile right up to that, hide it, cover it, mount the lights, and it'll look just like I did it.
Very good.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks, Steve. All right. From there, let's reach out to Dave. Dave has an APS update. I think Dave, let's see, we pulled up Greg there. Greg, I'm going to ask you to hold just 1 minute, and let's go to Dave. And that opens a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Our call screening intern from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at ASU is sitting there on his thumbs with nothing to do until you call at 1-888-767-4348 with your question on home maintenance or home repair. And Dave, I'm sorry. I walked right up to the bottom of the hour break, jabbering. I'm going to pick you up right after bottom of the hour break.